I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello, Word of Mom listeners. I hope that all of you are staying warm and dry on this ridiculously rainy April 16th. Today, Word of Mom's Music Monday is presenting Franklin Cisco Burns. And I have to tell you that my own heart is just so full of joy to be able to share him with you. Not only is he an incredible singer, but he is truly one of my closest friends and one of the most amazing people on earth. And rather than have me tell you about him, I'm going to just go ahead and share with you. I'm going to start out with his current single, It Rains.
Storm clouds rise at the sight of her tears. Lightning flashes, sending signals out so clear. And every tear holds a memory of what our love used to be. 'Cause right now on our love, it rains. I sit here and wonder how it is. Our dream of happy ever after has now become so sad. Is there a way to put her smile back on her face again? 'Cause right now on our love, it rains. It rains. When there's tears in her eyes, it pours. Oh, no clouds in the sky all the day long. So the sun is shining strong, it rains. It breaks my heart to know she is feeling all this pain. And I know deep down inside my heart that I'm the one to blame. All the countless lies and alibis and heartache through the years have replaced our love with her tears. It rains. When there's tears in her eyes, it pours. Though no clouds in the sky all the day long. Though the sun is shining strong, it rains. I'm down here on my knees tonight, praying to the Lord above that it's not too late to right my wrong and restore our love. It rains. When there's tears in her eyes, it pours. Though no clouds in day long, though the sun is shining strong, it rains. All the day long, though the sun is shining strong, it rains.
Absolutely love that song. Before I go into his interview, I would like to thank one of our sponsors for the day, which is Tracy's Healthy Habits. Anyone who is feeling anxious about getting ready for beach openings and summer and those later clothes should definitely send an email to me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com and ask about the specials that I have for anyone who starts with me before the end of April.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost?
Every diet works while you follow it, but until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free, no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, my coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's T-R-A-C-I-S, healthyhabits@gmail.com. I am here with Franklin Cisco Burns. Franklin is an amazing country singer who also happens to be one of my best friends, so I'm really excited to share him with all of you today. And I first met Franklin doing an event for the Family Repertory Company. He is a beautiful African-American man who happens to be a country music singer. So we're going to have him share a little bit about that and how that happened. His single, It Rains, was released in 2016. That's the music you just heard playing into the interview. And he has now been nominated as the Independent Country Artist of 2018 by LDM Radio. So I'm really excited to hear the parts of his story that I don't already know and to share his entire story with the rest of you. Franklin, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. So excited that we're finally doing this.
I know.
So tell everybody how that came about. How were you this, you know, African-American guy living in Georgia and became a country singer?
Well, it started off, I didn't think anything of it. I grew up on country music. It was the first music I loved. And I was at school one day and my book bag, like, I guess, malfunctioned. And my CDs fell out and everyone started laughing, like, you listen to country music? And I was like, yeah. And I didn't think anything of it, like, per se myself, but I went home and asked my mom, and my mom, being the angel she is, she's like, you know, people laugh at what they don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with what, you know, listening to country music. And my mom herself was a country music fan. Like, I found Hank Williams and her cassettes. But, you know, country music was my first love. It's still my ultimate love. It's what I love to sing, what I love to write. And most of the time, it's what I'm listening to.
Right. Have you tried any other genres, or have you really just stuck with country music? Has anyone tried to push you into...
Well, I, like, a lot of people ask, like, if I would ever do another genre. I can't say I won't, but, like, country music would always be one of the genres I'm, you know, at the top of my list. I did, like, in fourth grade, when I was in theater and chorus, I actually tried to sing other music. And it was so horrible that I was told music wasn't for me. And it was because, like, I felt, you know, after being teased, I was like, maybe I should try to fit in with everybody else and do what everybody else did. And I learned an important lesson, stick with what you know, because, like, and I think, like, my course in theater teacher kind of got offended when I, in my bio, I put, like, the story when I was told music wasn't for me. But it was also actually a lesson to myself and others, like, to stick with what you know and don't try to be someone you're not
right.
to please other people.
Right.
And I spoke with him recently on there, and I was like, you know, I didn't mean anything towards you. It was basically something towards me,
right.
like myself, to just stick to what you know. And
yeah. Well, and I think the important lesson is to stick to what you know, but also to do what you do, regardless of what other people think about it. You know, I had a mentor who was, I guess, kind of the opposite of your course teacher, who only told me after the fact, after I was already successful,
that when I first started taking classes, she didn't think I would make it because I was too serious and so I was a little blocked off, and she didn't think I would ever, like, let go and actually be able to be an actress. And now I was, and then she said, yeah, you know, I didn't think you were going to be able to do it. But the point is, if you want to do it, you'll figure out how to do it.
Right.
And I think you're a great example of that.
Yeah, and I guess I was good at it. I used to think people told me, you know, I was good just because people felt sorry for me. But, like, I mean, I realized, you know, I do have a natural knack for it. Like, even my family, who didn't discover, like, they knew I loved country music and they knew I loved music, but had never heard me sing until my older sister just out of the blue one day signed me up for a talent show.
And how old were you then?
I was in eighth grade, so I don't know how old I was.
So your family didn't even know you were a singer until the eighth grade?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it fell on my parents' anniversary, so it was kind of like an amazing gift to them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So tell us about It Rains and how that came to be.
Well, I started writing It Rains, like, in the seventh grade, and I don't know if it was something I saw, something I witnessed, like, I don't know if it was, like, something I saw in my, like my parents' relationship, or I don't know where it came from. I've still been trying to figure out, like, where I got these lyrics from, and I didn't finish the song until 2015, but it was something I had to see because I'm like, as a seventh grader, I hadn't experienced it.
Right,
obviously.
Right.
But I, like I was telling you earlier about the notebook my sister kept.
Yeah.
And when she gave me that notebook, I ran across the lyrics and I was like, wow, like, I forgot about this song. And I was supposed to be finishing a song I was working on called The Days,
mm-hmm.
which was supposed to be my first single. When I came home and actually finished It Rains, like when I was supposed to be working on The Days, and I was like, since it's the first song I finished, it should be my first single.
Right.
And I'm kind of proud of it.
Yeah, it's a really great song, and I'm sure everybody is now as in love with it as I am now that we have played it for them. So, and then what happened to that song that you were working on?
I still have, like, I finished it, of course. I've been thinking about releasing it. I don't know if I'm going to release it as a single now or just, like, as the album.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great song as well. And it's basically, I was inspired by what I saw here in New York, like, moving here from down south, where, you know, we take a little more time to, like, focus on, you know, people around us because we don't have to move at a fast pace.
Right.
But, like, seeing, like, how something can happen in front of people and most people just continue on with their journey, headed to work, like, nothing ever happened.
Right.
Like, just seeing how, I can't remember the event I actually saw that, like, triggered it, but I remember something happened. I don't know if someone fell or slipped, and people just kept going, like most of them.
Yeah.
And the song is, The Days is about taking the time out. You know, bring back the days where we laughed, smiled, and cared, and we actually took time for each other and took time to help each other and just took time to just spend with each other. Because nowadays, we just go by like we're all going to be here forever.
Right. No, it's true. And I know that your family is very important to you, and you have a lot of friends that are like family to you. As I said, I met Franklin through the Family Repertory Company, and now he's done some projects with both the family and Dark Knight Productions with me. And so tell me, because you were sort of dragged kicking and screaming into acting a little bit, and tell me what that journey's been like and how that feels for you.
Well, starting off, it was terrifying because I always consider myself lacking the skills to be an actor. Although I had, like, my, no, I'm not going to do that about it. I give it a shot because, you know, like you said, the family means a lot to me. The family is my fifth one. And I knew, like, with just the energy of everyone, I knew it was something I could, you know, get into without, you know, being judged or,
right.
you know, led in the wrong direction. And I've been enjoying it. Just recently, like, you know, it's the most I've ever acted, and I'm loving it now. Like, it's something that I can see myself doing long term. So.
Excellent. Good, because I know your fans just want to see more and more and more of you. Tell us about some of the challenges you've had in terms of your music and what the plan is moving forward.
There's a lot of challenges. As anyone in the industry could tell you, it's not all flowers and apple pies on the ledge and walks in the park. but, you know, if you love it, you transfer through it. Like, I've had, like, teams that I haven't really had my best interest in mind. I was used as a stepping stone instead of, you know, directed into helping my career at the same time. I felt like I was just a part of making someone else great.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the things I wanted to do music-wise, I should have had my album done a long time ago. It Rain should have been out much longer than it has been. But I think even with all that happened, it happened like things happen for a reason. And I learned a lot. I got a lot of experience out of it, and I learned what to look out for. Another thing that's been kind of a hindrance is, you know, you get people that want to be a part of, and they want to, you know, join you in creating amazing music or just being a part of your team, but they're not serious enough or focused enough. Me, I'm pretty much laid back, and I think it gives people the wrong signal sometimes. But when it comes to my music, anything I'm going to do, like, career-wise, I'm a monster. And I don't care how great we are in the streets, but when it comes to this, it's got to be professional. You got to be on point. You got to be dedicated. Because I give my all, and I put a lot into it.
Yeah.
I expect anyone that wants to work with me or to be a part of to do the same thing, because it's something you can't just, you know, fly through. You have to be dedicated. It's just not gonna fall from the sky and be like, hey, you know, your dream has come true.
Right. I know it sometimes looks like that to
right.
from the outside
right.
when people suddenly I love when they talk about overnight successes
right.
and I always think unless they were born yesterday, they're not an overnight success.
Right.
A little bit of work went into that,
right.
you know. So you've sort of got the idea of an album in mind, but you've had some obstacles in terms of finding the right musicians to work with and the right team to put it together. Tell me what that album would be like.
Well, it's
country music, obviously.
Yeah. in my writing, I find I write a lot about, you know, well, I'll start off by saying, like, what I think music is. Music, like, saved my life. Like, growing up, I was going through a lot of things I didn't understand, a lot of tough things, a lot of things that you wouldn't wish on anyone. And I was just in a dark, dark place. And the only thing that, you know, kept me a little in the light was music. And then, like, as, you know, I developed as I started to realize this is what I wanted to do, like, music kind of pulled me out of that darkness. Like, listening to my favorites, like, Randy Travis, Garth Brooks, Brad Paisley, like, Shania Twain, George Jones and Alan Jackson and all the greats, what their music did for me was to heal and, like, kind of, like, you know, I kind of got hope from, you know, their stories, because country music, you know, like most music, tells a story, and my writing, I keep true to that. Like, if my writing is not going to build you up, or when you hear it, it's just not going to heal, you know, something in your heart, or just make you smile or uplift you, then I'm not going to put it out. And the album, the songs I've written for the album, I've changed the name so many times, but it's focused on, like, it hits those hard points in life that,
mm-hmm.
you know, someone else might be going through that I went through. Like, I tell the story, I have a song called Pure Country, and it tells the story of me being teased for loving country music and singing with the Twain.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the days when it was, you know, about, you know, taking time out and helping each other. I have another song, like, I wrote this at a point where I was realizing, you know, my career wasn't going where I wanted to go because I wasn't being taken serious. It's called Somebody or Somebody, and I learned in this industry, like, a lot of people just treat you like you're nobody unless you have, like, a million followers or, you know, you're already out there, and I'm like, you have to start somewhere. No one starts
right
out there already. And this song I wrote, it was the first song I ever wrote. I wrote it in the shower, actually. And it was the fastest song I ever wrote, and I believe because it speaks to so many different levels, like bullying, getting bullied because you're different, people treating you like you're nobody because they feel like they're more important than you. But, oh, my status is higher than you, so you don't really matter.
Right.
And that song I really I'm gonna drop on the album and as a single because it's that important.
Yes.
I think for anybody that's, you know, living, no matter what age you are, can relate to, you know, the song. And I think it'll be a powerful song, you know, part of the Stop Bullying movement as well, which
yeah.
I participated in early in my career. So I really want to get that song out. But the album is, you know, about, you know, building each other up,
mm-hmm.
looking out for each other, like, treating each other like we're actually people. And so I think it's going to be a very powerful album once I really get it out.
Good. Yeah. Well, and that's definitely, that is the next step. We're gonna get you with the right people to get that album together. I can't wait for it to be something that we can all listen to and enjoy. So tell us where people can hear It Rains and anything that is out there now. And you have this nomination, so let people know how they can vote for you as the best independent country artist of 2018.
Well, It Rains is on iHeartRadio, so the Amazon, US and Europe, Spotify, Google Music, YouTube. I didn't realize till like the other day I put it as a lyric video on YouTube, but it was already placed on YouTube.
Oh.
Itself, so yeah, that was great. But yeah, it's like on all the major like radio stations, iTunes is the most popular, like I'm hearing. Spotify, iHeartRadio, you can actually just stream it like live on iHeartRadio and Spotify. It's also on my Reverb Nation Facebook has, I think I posted it on Facebook. And my website can link you to all those different sites. It's franklin-burns.squarespace.com.
And we'll definitely make sure to have the links up on this episode. And then tell people how they can find you on social media, because I know you're going to get some new followers.
My Instagram is franklin_burns. You're having trouble with that, just like Google, I hate saying this, but Google Franklin Cisco Burns, and all my social media just pop up. Also, the website has all the links to my social media, and It Rains, you can listen to on the site as well, and purchase. I'm going to, on September, It Rains is going to be free. I might do it before then. I've been thinking about just releasing it as a free track now.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years, and like, a lot of people, like, I realized, still haven't heard it.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want people to listen to it and enjoy it. But
yeah.
So I'm really care about the money part. Keep a lookout for the social media because I might post one day soon that, you know, it rains is free to download and listen and all that good stuff.
Great, great. Well, and I know that the Family Repertory Company has a fundraising event coming up on May 6th, which I'm sure that you're going to be participating in. Are there any other opportunities for people to see you perform coming up? I know you just had a few, so.
As far as now, that's basically it right now. I know I do a lot of stuff with Staten Island. Well, now the family's part of that, so
yeah.
You know, it'll be a family event as well. As far as any other show, like right now, I'm not sure. I kind of stepped back from a few shows because they were falling away from what I believe.
Right.
Like, you should do, like, artists should be doing in the industry. And anything that has a negative output on it, I distance myself. And I realized a lot of stuff, some of the stuff I was doing, there was a lot of racism and just a lot of craziness going on. And I don't condone any of it. And I won't be a part. I don't care. It's not about how much you pay me.
Right.
Or what you feel you can do for me. If you have any kind of negativity attached to you, I don't care about it. I won't be a part of it. So
well,
I kind of step back and actually I've been doing mostly everything I've been doing lately is with the family because of the family holds the same status. You know, everything is positive and it's about the spread of good and not this negative crap that's going around. So.
Well, and I always believe in leaving people wanting more. So I guess, friends, the answer is stay tuned and pay attention. And hopefully both Franklin and I will be performing in all sorts of places
yes.
that you can come and see us very soon. And just keep an eye out here at Word of Mom Radio and through Franklin's website and the Family Repertory Company, and there'll be lots more to come. Franklin, I think for today we're going to wrap this up, but thank you so much for sharing with us. We've really enjoyed it, and we will definitely have Franklin back again.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
And now, another word from our main sponsor, Safety Bags and StadiumBags.com.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
So after Franklin and I completed that interview, I asked him about some of the songs he spoke about that he's already written that he has planned for his upcoming album. And he managed to find some rough samples of them that he had used for various people that were going to be helping him produce the album. And actually, I loved all of them so much that I asked him to be able to share some of that with you as well. So they're very rough. With him literally snapping out the rhythm and singing a cappella. And I'm just going to share a snippet of each of the three main songs that he spoke about during the interview.
Nice country, from the crown of my hair right down to the sole of my feet. Pure country, and if that you can't see, just by looking at me, well, just stay till the end of my show. I guarantee by then you know I'm pure country from the bottom of my heart, pure country deep down in my soul. I'm pure country from the bottom of my heart, pure country deep down in my soul. It's time for a change. If you're hearing what I'm saying, spread a word to your neighbor. Stand to your feet and join hands with a stranger. Take a little time outside yourself to do anything you can. Take a little time out to lend a helping hand and help bring back the days when people love, smiled, and cared. Let's bring back the days when people love, smiled, and cared. Let's bring back the days when people love, smiled, and cared. They tease you 'cause you're different. You get bullied every day. They don't even know you, yet they call you names. When you're backed into that corner and there's nowhere to run, just stand your ground. You're somebody, somebody, you're somebody. Don't let it get you down. You're somebody, somebody, you're somebody. Somebody, you're somebody. Everybody, somebody, somebody. No matter who you are, where you're from, no matter your race. Everybody, somebody, somebody. So hold your head up high and wear a smile every day. Because you're somebody, somebody, you're somebody. Somebody, you're somebody. Somebody, you're somebody.
I want to thank you for spending this time with Franklin and me. It's been such a pleasure to share the great country music of Franklin Cisco Burns, and hopefully to bring some new fans to him and to bring some joy to the lives of people who listen to him. We will continue our Earth Month celebration by sharing some more really fantastic green products with you. We will definitely have some new products every Thursday for the rest of the month at 1 o'clock. And we have some really wonderful people who've been in touch with us that we're going to be talking to over the next few days. So keep an eye out for some Wednesday shows if we have more than what can fit in the Thursdays of the month. And for the last two Music Mondays of the month, we have Positively Entertaining with Beth Ann Hilton starting again on Monday, April 23rd, which will now be the fourth Thursday of every month. And on April 30th, we will bring you Westchester Broadway Theater's sister act. So I'm going to say goodbye, but for those of you who do have a few more minutes and would like to listen to a little bit more fantastic music, when singers are involved with different people and theatrical groups and musical groups, we just start singing at everything. And I have sung at, you know, weddings and funerals and birthday parties and the whole thing. And Franklin and I recently were both asked to put together a song for the aunt, Gladys Fantauzi, of the executive artistic director of the Family Repertory Company. His cousin, the daughter of the deceased, asked if we would sing a song. We weren't able to attend the funeral because of a conflict with a show that we were actually involved with, but we put together a recording for her of a really fantastic song. So for those of you who have another minute to listen, I'll say goodbye on behalf of Dori DiCarlo and myself, and say to be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, be yourself. And please make sure to make it a great day. I'll let the show end with you listening to Franklin Cisco Burns and myself, Tracy Timmons, singing I'll Fly Away.
When this life is over, I'll hallelujah by and by.
When the shadows of this life has gone, I fly away like a bird from these prison walls. I'll fly, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away.
When I die, hallelujah, bye.